And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
As you must know by now, the elections on November the 5th will decide who will be on the City Council in Half Moon Bay for District 2. So I'm happy to have in the studio for Feature Story of the Week, Harvey Raback, the present incumbent on the City Council, who's been there since 2016, a former mayor and now vice mayor. A list of many achievements, including affordable housing, workforce housing, the first shelter on the coast for homeless people, a lot of environmental concerns he's broached, and a believer in green energy. What I'd like to ask Harvey is, what would his plan be for the coming term if he's the lucky candidate?
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to address the constituents here. We have lots of ideas about what we want to do in the upcoming term. The immediate concern is the fiscal stability of our city. You probably know that we have a structural deficit of $4 million. And unless we fix that, we're in deep trouble. But I think the first thing we need to do is to increase revenues, because we've done about as much as we could to reduce expenses. So I would urge everyone here to vote yes on Measure R, which is the increase of the sales tax by a half a cent. That should raise about half of what we need for to erase the structural deficit. We also are going to support business improvement district that is paid for by hotel occupants from $1 to $2 a night. And that extra money is going to have get the Coastside Chamber of Commerce to increase visitors by advertising, by encouraging travel writers to come, by putting articles in newspapers that tell people to come here. We need to increase our transient occupancy tax by getting more midweek visitors. And lastly, in a longer term, but I think more significantly, we need to support the Opportunity Center of the Coastside, which is going to create green jobs, help small businesses, and startups that are involved in green tech. Ultimately, I think that's the way that the city needs to go, to get more revenue, to get more visitors, to get more people employed on the Coastside. So that's my first concern, is that we do that. There are lots of other things that I want to do. One of the things is to make sure that we preserve our open space. We worked hard to have the West of Railroad PUD, that's the planned unit development, try to keep development out of that, because it's a beautiful area that needs protection. We need to worry about something that's not talked about too much, which is a stormwater intrusion on our entire coastside that involves erosion and flooding. We have these piecemeal approaches, but until we actually get a regional comprehensive plan to take the water that's coming off of the eastern hills and divert it in a way that it does not cause flooding and erosion, we're going to be in very bad shape. Now, it's going to cost a lot of money to do that. We're going to try to get grants to do it. But if we don't do it, it's going to cost a lot more. So protecting open space, worrying about coastal erosion, those are some of the upcoming priorities that we as a council and me as a District 2 council member will really work towards.
So you'll champion that. You think you can achieve that in this next term?
I sure hope so. It's really important, especially the stormwater issue. It's not well understood how serious it is, but if you go to the Roosevelt Ditch, if you go to the Kehoe Ditch, if you go to the Seymour Ditch, you'll see the consequences of not dealing with this stormwater issue.
Gotcha. Now, I know this is controversial, but 555 Kelly, the housing development, it's a five-story building, I understand, and it's a bit controversial. What's your take on that?
Coastal development permit was approved by the Planning Commission after a lot of hearings. It was appealed to the City Council, and the appeal was denied. Right now, we're in negotiations with the developers, Mercy Housing and ALAS, for a lease agreement. That's the next step. The lease agreement is being hammered out as we speak. I've been at recent meetings where the concerns about the height of the building, the mix of affordable units, all of that has been up for discussion. So once we hammer out an agreement with the developers, that will come before the council. That will then be public knowledge. We will have many hearings, I'm sure, about that.
Very good. Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time, so I wish we had more time to speak about this. These are very important issues. But if the public want additional information, do you have a website or a contact area?
Absolutely. I think all of these issues are on my website, including endorsements. It's HarveyRarbach.com, HarveyRarbach.com. Please visit it.
Great. And get out and vote, everybody. We need you. Well, thank you, Harvey. It's a pleasure to speak with you. And this is John Williams for the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. This is John Williams for Feature Story of the Week at KHMB. And elections are coming up on November the 5th. And we'd already had in the studio Harvey Rarbach. We were a good conversation earlier on. And now I have the pleasure of Patrick Bo Johnson in the studio. He's going to talk about his brand new candidacy for City Council. Welcome, Patrick.
Well, thank you, John. Thanks for having me here. And I appreciate me being on radio for the first time in my life, so this is kind of cool.
Great. It's painless. So you served on the HMB Planning Commission for 8 years, so some good experience there. And you were also on the board of directors for Amesport Landing Homeowners Association, as well as volunteering with Half Moon Bay Architectural Review Committee. So I have some good questions for you in a minute that pertain to that. But first, your pledge. You have pledged that if you are elected to the City Council, you will prioritize addressing our financial deficit, protecting the historical charm of downtown Half Moon Bay, and increasing tourist revenue in ways that benefit our community. You also work to maintain local control over land use projects. How are you going to do this?
Well, the first thing that I want to do is basically try to get the financial deficit under, try to get that up and running so that we're okay on that. I'm going to try to utilize it like I'm running my business, and it's a family business for 58 years. It's an automotive, so I'm just a blue-collar worker, but we have a good, successful business, and we've been doing it for a long time. So I'm going to use my skills that my father taught me and continue on using those skills to try to make sure that we cap all these expenditures, make sure that we have the revenue coming in, and that also leads into the TOT and leads into the hotels and all this stuff to try to get the hotel occupancy back up and running, because we are running low on that, and that's our number one bread and butter for this town. I'd like to also see basically the medians and all the things when we're driving down 1 and 92, the medians look like they need a little help, and we need to get those signs up for our town, make a little bit of improvement, like beautification of our town to draw more people in. But we also are scared about traffic and things like that. But the main thing is the TOT is what's really paying our bills. And right now we have the surprise with the sheriff's office that says we need to start paying our full payment. We were on a discounted rate, which kind of shocked me.
Really?
Yeah, we were on discounted there for a few years, and apparently that was well known, but never talked about. And the manager, city manager, saying there was some weird handshake being done and nothing on contract. And then all of a sudden, I talked to the police chief, Mr. Richard Chichoff, which I know known since we were 16 years old, and he has a one-on-one meeting with me, which is totally okay to do. He texts me and says, well, this is what I'd like to explain what I'm finding out. And we're seeing a contract that was half, it was like discounted half, and now we have to pay a full price, which is normal. We should have paid full price, but they never told us when we're going to have to pay the full price. Well, now we do. And then, so that's where we're at on that. So those kinds of things I don't want to have happen. I want full disclosure. I want full transparency and no handshake deals, nothing like that. And I want to see our town come back to life. I definitely want to make sure that if we do something like 5-5 Kelly, which everybody is in support of having some homes for the homeless or the unhoused is the correct word I've been told now, which is fine. Whichever word we use, people in need, we do have to help them. And it could be people of in our town in need mainly is what I'd like to see, not people from outside coming back in that we don't really know. But how about our citizens in our own town that need some help? We have a lot of people that are retired. We have a lot of people that are saying they need to downsize. They don't need their big house. There's inventory then. We could have something for them to live in for a one bedroom is what they were asking and telling me. When they have a four bedroom, maybe that will put inventory back into the unit here into our town. There's a couple things we can think about. people running for office right now in Congress that are talking about it, trying to streamline ADUs, which is another great way to actually help people. It could keep our kids living at home. It could help our elderly parents that want to stay local. There's numerous ways to do that and make it a feasible where you're not paying extra water, paying extra hookup fees and all this stuff. Those are the things that would kill those deals.
Well, unfortunately, Patrick, we've run out of time. There's so much to talk about. But where can the public get more information about your campaign?
Well, they can go to patrickjohnsonhmb2024@gmail.com, or they can go to patrickjohnsonforhmbcitycouncil.com, or they can reach me on my cell, 650-245-9864.
Great. And I should point out that Johnson is with two S's.
Yes.
And Patrick is without a K. It's C.
That is correct. So Swedish. I was born in Sweden and raised here.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Patrick, for coming in. This is John Williams for Feature Story of the Week. And don't forget, folks, go out and vote on November 5th.
Keeping up on our local city council elections. Our thanks to John Winters for our Feature Story of the Week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.